When did you and your family have to leave Mountain View for the evacuation?
It was sometime in June. All that time we were just frozen. So I'd given up work and all that because they weren't definite when we were going to move out. My mother lived in Mountain View. Her folks lived in Mountain View too.
What did you have to do to prepare for the evacuation?
See, it was a lot of a headache those days because they never came out definitely where were we going. So we didn't know what to buy, heavy clothes or summer clothes or whatever. So it was a madhouse. So we bought what we thought we'd be able to bring. Right. And so and with everybody trying to find the same kind of thing in the store, it was hard to find one. There's always somebody ahead of you that have bought it already. So we waited until around, toward the end of June that we moved out of Mountain View.
And you went by train?
Yeah. Well, we went to the station. Somebody brought us to the station.
Did you have to sell all of your possessions?
Well, that's what hurt. Like, my wife had a brand new washing machine. She paid over $100 for it. And when we offered it for sale, I got a telephone call saying $5. She already used it once.
That's terrible.
So that's why I worked for a lady that says I told her the problem we were having, that we have to get rid of her stuff. And she said, well, I've got a basin, it's not so big, but you can put most of your things there. So I was lucky that I worked for this lady. So, but there's a little stuff that, like cars and, like I said, washing machines and every other thing. The first time I had an offer for this $100 washing machine, she was talking about $5, of course, that's what she said for her, to have hers repaired. So for $5, she thought she could buy a... Because if we didn't get rid of it, we'd have to just leave it there. So that's how it is. It is a madhouse.